It's the time of the week where we catch up with Josh Pick of Aptus Wealth Management, because Money Monday is a segment we do on the show to help you learn how to be smarter with your money, more purposeful in your investing. Retirement, something that I think all workers think about. Financial independence is important, and that's what they specialize in at Aptus. They're located in Lewis Center, just off Route 750, and they offer you a free consultation so you can find out where you are in your retirement and strategize rather than just hope things go well. 614-917-1040, 614-917-1040 is their number. And you can also do that online at Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. So welcome in, Josh. Nice to have you with us. And we're hard to believe. I look at my calendar. Holy cow, it's already December the 5th. End of year stuff can be important from a tax planning perspective, from an investment perspective. What are some things that people ought to have on their radar now that they have still 3 weeks to get some things accomplished by the end of the year?
I've yet to meet anybody that really enjoys paying taxes. We know it's a necessary evil, but there are some things that you can do to minimize your tax bite. And those things range from, pursuing a health savings account or perhaps just figuring out a way to max out a 401k or an IRA. And the reason that these things are beneficial for different reasons, of course, is because you can put money in on a pre-tax basis, which directly reduces your tax bill at the end of the year. So, to give you an example, maybe you've been putting in, 3 or 5% into your 401k through the entire year. However, at the end of the year, you get a bonus. Hopefully, that would be awesome. But that bonus, most people will notice, man, it really seems like I get killed on that bonus. And the reason for that is because when you receive a bonus, let's say you make $50,000 a year, but you get a $20,000 bonus. The IRS or your payroll company views that $20,000 bonus as if you receive $20,000 on every paycheck. So you get hit in a completely different tax bracket. So what you can do with most companies is go in and do two things. One, you could adjust your withholdings. And two, you could say, you know what, I want to contribute out of this particular paycheck. I want to put not 5%, but I'd like to put $5,000 or $6,000 into my 401k. And as long as you still have the availability there without hitting any maximums, then you can absolutely do that, and that'll help you in the long run.
So let's say that you were somebody who in previous years had a tough economic year or something, and you didn't make the contribution to your 401k that you hoped to make, and now you get hit with that bonus at the end of the year. Is there such a thing as catching up on past years when you've missed on a 401k contribution?
Kind of yes and no to answer the question. If you're over the age of 50 or you are the age of 50, you are eligible to put in an additional $6,500 per year into your 401k, and they do, in fact, call that a catch-up. But for those of us who are under the age of 50, we don't have that option. But again, you can do IRAs. There's plenty of other things you can do around your 401k to affect your tax bite at the end of the year. You just have to be a little bit more proactive.
Josh Pick is our guest. Money Monday is the segment. Josh is with Aptus Wealth Management. They're located in Lewis Center, maybe a couple miles north of 270 and the 23 interchange, but right off 750. And Josh has a YouTube channel that offers you the opportunity to understand a lot of these concepts at a pace where you can take notes, stop the content, replay it. You can subscribe to that by going to Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. And when you do that, set up your free consultation, which they offer at Aptus to help you do a retirement checkup as we head toward the end of the year. And Josh, I'm wondering a story that I saw, Bank of America survey, that wealthy young Americans are only 25% invested in the stock market. For people over the age of 43, they have 55% of their money in the stock market. But younger folks, they're going for some of these things that, are kind of new, kind of edgy, cryptocurrencies one, private equity, fine art. And not everybody has the ability to, spend money and buy a piece of fine art. But I'm intrigued by how reactive the investment opportunities are out there, because I know there are mutual funds that you can buy like a piece of fine art, or there are private equity mutual funds where you buy a little piece of what the people who are investing in, certain startups and things like that go. You are in the financial business. Like, are you ever struck by how trends sort of offer new investment opportunities for people?
That makes sense if you think about it. I mean, where there's demand, there's going to be supply, right? If people say, we'd really, really like, we'd like to be able to buy a fractional ownership in real estate in Miami Beach, or we'd like to buy a fractional ownership in wine, which you can do both of these things, there will become a supply. Somebody will fill that need. And while I would suggest that these aren't necessarily a bad investment idea, do I think that it's a good idea to investigate investing in real estate? Is it a good idea to investigate investing in private equity? These are all great things, but are they something that you feel comfortable with enough, has a long enough track record, and that you're going to throw all of your money into to bank your entire retirement on? And I would suggest through, you know, the 20 plus years that I've been in the business, while there are home runs in these avenues, you know, private equity can be a tremendous avenue to really lever up your money. Buying real estate has some fantastic tax and leverage advantages. However, they do require a heck of a lot more participation and investigation on your end. They're a lot less passive, and there is an increased risk unless you know exactly what you're doing. So if your job is, I'm a doctor, I want to be a doctor, and then I want to put my money away and make sure I can retire the way I want to, you know, that might just not be in the cards for you. So maybe we would call those things like satellites. Let's stick to the core investing philosophies that have worked for 100 years and then satellite that with maybe a little bit more, you know, ancillary fringe type ideas where we believe there's a little more risk, but there's a lot more reward.
Josh Pick is our guest. Aptus Wealth Management is the firm, and you can get a free consultation by calling Aptus, 614-917-1040. Their website is Aptus Wealth, A-P-T-U-S, aptuswealth.com. You know, you mentioned the phrase information or too much information. I mean, that's the thing for me is I look around online, I prepare for the show, and I can find a stock market expert who says that now's a great time to buy. I can find another one that says now's a great time to sell. As you assess your options for your clients, take me through a little bit of the process and how you make determinations as to where's a good place for people to have their money and where's a bad place for people to have their money. And that can be a different answer for people based upon their ages, correct?
Yeah, I mean, step one is, first off, what are you trying to accomplish? That is really a driving force in what you end up investing in. For example, if you're saving for your kid's college and he's going to go to college in 2 years, that is drastically different in the investment options that you should choose from than if somebody just had a child and wants to save for their college. And similarly for retirement. So you have to first start with what are your objectives and how much time do you have to reach there. But then beyond that, you have to come up with a plan on, you know, what can you tolerate in the way of volatility? You know, it would be great if we were all, well, actually be horrible, but it would be easier from an investing perspective if we were all kind of wired the same, or if we could all just ignore volatility and move on with our lives. But the reality is, we all know we're drastically different, and what works for one person will not work for the other. Now, you know, once we kind of investigate all those things and we start going down the path of, you know, how much money do you make and what does your tax situation look like and where do your liabilities exist? Well, then and only then do we start talking about what investments make the most sense for you. And then you have to have a pragmatic, analytical way of analyzing what positions make sense. And that ranges anywhere from, we talk oftentimes on the show about, you know, the equity markets and stocks, but this parlays over into, you know, what type of insurance should I buy to protect my family? Does it make sense for me to set up my own private pension because my company doesn't offer one? And the list goes on and on, but the methodology is the same. And that is, what is a time-tested strategy that gives us the best, you know, kind of juice for the squeeze to get to the objectives that we want?
Listen to Josh and I on the Aptus Retirement Blueprint radio show on Friday night at 7 and also Saturday afternoons at noon. It's a great way to get more information about retirement, about planning, investing, and more of an insight into Josh's perspective on these kinds of things. As we wrap up, you know, we're thinking about 401ks, and I know what that is, but I hear a lot about 403bs. What is a 403b, Josh?
Essentially, short answer, the same as a 401k. So a 401k and a 403b both allow you to put in pre-tax dollars. It grows tax deferred, but then when you retire, you pull that money out after pre-tax. So you have to pay taxes on all that money. A 401k is simply the line in the tax code, 401 subsection K, that says if you work for a private company, think Nationwide Insurance or you know, the limited, then you have a 401k. If you work for Ohio State University, which is a public entity, then you fall under the tax code 403B. And then there's, you know, additional tax codes like 457s and TSPs that apply to different entities. But all those really are is just a line in the tax code that applies to the type of company that you work for.
Well, it's great to talk with you again. Look forward to seeing you on Friday. And until then, have a great week.
You as well. Thanks, Bruce.
Again, the numbers at Aptus, 614-917-1040, or online at Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com.